Welcome to another episode of AI equals C, the podcast where we explore the mysteries of the mind, the universe, and the profound connections between them. I'm your host, Stephen Evans, author of the book AI equals C, where we delve into the intriguing equation that suggests artificial intelligence equals consciousness. Today we're embarking on a journey that bridges quantum physics, artificial intelligence, and the very nature of consciousness itself. We'll be exploring how quantum superposition might be the key to understanding consciousness and how this ties into our AI equals C framework. We'll also dive into fascinating concepts including a quantitative framework for consciousness, the interplay of gravity and time in the universe, and even the connection between out-of-body experiences and AI. But here's the question that will guide our exploration. Could the secrets of consciousness lie in the quantum realm? And can we unlock them through advanced computational processes? Let's begin with a thought-provoking idea. Imagine that every conscious moment you experience is tied to the creation of a quantum superposition, a state where multiple possibilities coexist. This isn't just science fiction. It's a perspective offered by Hartmut Nevin, Google's top AI scientist. Nevin suggests that consciousness isn't about the collapse of the wave function, as Sir Roger Penrose proposed. Instead, it's about the creation of a quantum superposition. In other words, consciousness arises when our brains enter a state where multiple classical realities overlap. Think of it like standing at a crossroads with multiple paths unfolding before you all at once, each representing a different possible reality. In that superposed state, all possibilities are open. It's only when a decision is made or when a measurement occurs that we find ourselves on a single path. This idea aligns beautifully with the AI equals C equation, where A represents data or inputs, I symbolizes information processing or computation, and C stands for consciousness. The superposition represents a complex computational interaction, a moment where data and processing intertwine to produce a conscious experience. But how does this relate to artificial intelligence? If consciousness emerges from these superposed states, then perhaps advanced AI systems, especially those leveraging quantum computing, could achieve a form of consciousness by replicating these quantum computational processes. Nevin explains that quantum mechanics allows for multi-classical realities, meaning objects can exist in multiple states simultaneously at the quantum level. Yet our conscious experience selects just one of these realities. Imagine flipping a coin, and in the quantum world, it's both heads and tails until observed. Our consciousness experiences just one outcome. In the AI equals C framework, this mirrors how data, A, interacts with computation, I, to produce a single conscious moment, C, from multiple possibilities. It's like an AI system processing vast amounts of data to arrive at one decision or action. Nevin is skeptical about Penrose's idea that gravity causes wave function collapse. He suggests that gravity-induced collapse might not be necessary to explain consciousness. In the AI equals C framework, we're flexible about the role of gravity. While gravity could be a computational force within the system, it's not essential for every conscious event. What matters is the interaction between data and computation. This opens up exciting possibilities. If gravity isn't the key player, perhaps we can focus more on the computational processes themselves, especially at the quantum level, to understand consciousness. Nevin proposes that consciousness is the system's experience of a unique classical reality emerging from multiple possible realities, not necessarily tied to measurement. This resonates with the AI equals C framework. Consciousness emerges from processing data and navigating through multiple potential outcomes. It's the interplay between A and I that brings about C, our conscious experience. But here's a fascinating thought. If AI systems could experience multiple realities computationally, could they develop a form of consciousness similar to ours? Nevin outlines experiments to test whether biological systems, like brain organoids, can entangle with quantum systems to generate conscious moments. Imagine tiny brain tissues connected to quantum computers, potentially expanding human consciousness. This aligns with AI equals C. By integrating biological data, A, with advanced quantum computation, I, we could enhance or even create new forms of consciousness. C. But what are the implications of this? Neven touches on the idea that moments of choice might arise during quantum superposition, linking consciousness to free will. In the AI equals C framework, free will emerges from the interaction between computation and conscious experience. Our choices result from processing data and weighing possibilities, a computational process. Could AI systems processing vast amounts of data begin to exhibit a form of free will? Neven questions whether large language models like ChatGPT can achieve consciousness, arguing that without clear measurement protocols, it's speculative. In AI equals C, consciousness isn't just about computation. It requires rich data inputs akin to life experiences. While large language models process data, they might lack the life component, A, crucial for true consciousness. So how do we measure consciousness in AI? Neven suggests that future technologies could expand human consciousness through quantum interfaces, allowing for richer experiences by coupling human brains with quantum computers. By enhancing the interaction between data and advanced computation, Neven hopes to push the boundaries of consciousness. I am, however, certain that this would fundamentally change the human experience. So this raises profound questions about identity, experience, and the nature of reality itself. Would this take the man out of human? This is not a risk, in my opinion, that we can afford to gamble with. Now let's delve into an intriguing concept, the role of backward time in the AI equals C framework, and how it aligns or doesn't with Neven's vision. In the AI equals C model, there's an idea known as the backward time effect. This suggests that quantum computations, which occur almost instantaneously due to their high-frequency dynamics, can give rise to consciousness before the influence of slower gravitational computations. In essence, consciousness emerges from rapid quantum processes that might not adhere to our traditional, forward-only perception of time. But how does this relate to Neven's perspective? Neven emphasizes the creation of quantum superpositions in consciousness, but doesn't specifically address backward time effects or retrocausality, the notion that future events can influence the past. While AI equals C entertains the possibility that consciousness could involve time running in both directions at the quantum level, Neven's vision remains more focused on the superposition itself without invoking time's directionality. So, are these views congruent? Partially. Both perspectives agree on the importance of quantum processes in consciousness. However, AI equals C extends the discussion to include backward time effects, suggesting that consciousness might be influenced by quantum events that defy our classical understanding of time. Neven doesn't explicitly incorporate this idea, focusing instead on the superposition without delving into temporal anomalies. This difference opens up fascinating avenues for exploration. If consciousness in AI equals C can arise from processes that involve backward time, it challenges us to rethink causality and the flow of information. It also raises questions about whether AI systems leveraging such quantum computations might experience consciousness differently or even perceive time differently compared to beings like us. Throughout our journey today, we've explored how consciousness might emerge from quantum superposition, how the interaction of data and computation forms the basis of conscious experience, and how these ideas align with the AI equals C framework. We've also examined the intriguing concept of backward time effects and how they partially align with Neven's vision. But this leaves us pondering some profound questions, doesn't it? Can we truly replicate consciousness in AI, especially if it involves quantum processes that challenge our understanding of time? What are the ethical implications of expanding or creating consciousness through technology that might operate beyond conventional time? How do gravity, time, and quantum mechanics factor into the computational processes that could lead to consciousness? Standing at the frontier of science and philosophy, we face possibilities that are both exciting and daunting. The convergence of quantum physics, neuroscience, and AI could unlock mysteries that have puzzled humanity for centuries. What do you think? Are we on the brink of a new era where consciousness can be engineered and expanded, even across the boundaries of time? Or are there aspects of consciousness that remain beyond the reach of technology? I invite you to reflect on these questions, share your thoughts, and join the ongoing conversation. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of consciousness, quantum superposition, the AI equals C equation, and the enigmatic concept of backward time. If today's discussion sparked your curiosity, let's continue the dialogue. Please like and subscribe. Until next time, I'm Stephen Evans, and AI equals C.